May I speak in the words of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. When I was a child, we used to very often go to Pitfield Park in Cheltenham, and there was a tree in the park that my brothers and I would always climb. It was a very ancient tree, and it was easy to climb up to the one part of it, and you could stand in the middle of the tree. And then the idea was that we had to be really brave, because you can then take another step up on the side of the tree, and we would then jump, and our dad would catch us. But some days, you just weren't feeling it. You didn't feel that brave. Dad never dropped us. And as we got older, I'm sure he probably thought, I'm not sure if I can catch them today, as we got bigger. But he always did catch us. And as we grew, we began to trust that Dad would always catch us. That trust was always there and built upon each and every day of our lives, let alone when we went to Pitfield Park. But it was interesting to see my youngest brother, and there are 6 years between myself and him, and how the trust developed differently for him, because he hadn't had that experience of myself and my middle brother. He hadn't been taken to Pitfield Park and jumped out of the tree quite as many times as we had. And I think that's a really important analogy to have as we look at these readings this morning, particularly this gospel reading, which comes off the back of the parable of the sower. So Jesus is talking about seed being sown, but also seed that takes root, seed that stays stable even when the conditions, the environment around it is not so stable. And in this little bit of the gospel that we heard this morning, there's that last verse which seems really harsh. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. It seems really harsh, and it has been used as a tool for the gospel of prosperity, let's say. You work hard, you have a lot, therefore you will be given even more by God. And if you don't work hard, if you are sinful, if you actually have not very much, then you won't be given much by God. So the righteous are blessed by God, the unrighteous have everything taken away from them. And unfortunately, we see that at work in our wider world. We have the deserving poor or the undeserving poor. Nobody ever really talks about the deserving rich and the undeserving rich. How many of those rich people, particularly those who have made billions during this pandemic on the back of other people, how many of them are ever held to account? Jesus is talking about building not possessions and prosperity in the worldly sense, but building our trust in God, like I had to build my trust in my father. Building trust in a parent, a good parent, who will always catch you, who will never let you go. For as that trust builds, we have experience of God in our lives and can come to rely on it in the times and the places of life where the environment around us seems so harsh. Jesus talks about having a lamp and putting it on a lampstand rather than putting it under a bushel. He's talking about your faith, how your faith gives light to you, but also to those around you. And if you keep your faith private, if you keep it internally, then what good is that? That is exactly the same as putting the lamp under the bushel basket. You've hidden it so that people can't see. But it's really difficult, isn't it? Because for many of us, and this gospel passage and the way it's being used, has, well, let's say, knocked us down. Perhaps we've been told, well, you don't have much and God doesn't bless you. Perhaps you are not quite fitting into what people think God wants in his kingdom. And maybe you've been told that. Maybe you think you haven't got all that much faith. Maybe, like someone said to me yesterday, I wish I had your faith. At this point in our lives and the history of the world, having faith, having something to hold on to, is really important. However tiny that kernel or the seed is in your heart, hold on to it. If you feel a little bit like one of those plants sprouting in the middle of a series of rocks at the moment, if that's how your faith feels, hold on to it, water it, and nurture it, and it will grow. And how do we water it and nurture it? By listening to those words in Hebrews, firstly, that we have a great high priest who, because of his death and resurrection, has torn the curtain in the temple so that all can approach, whether you have huge amounts of faith, whether you have a small amount of faith, whether you have many possessions or no possessions, whether you feel you are a good person, a righteous person, or an unrighteous person. Jesus will allow the rich and the poor to enter equally, because he has taken away our sin. But if we are going to have faith, we have to truly believe in those words. We have to live out the things that we read. We have to discuss them and pray about them. Scripture is the living word of God. It's not just words on a page. They're not just black and white and you get what you get from them. You actually have to live them out. You have to live with them, inhabiting your very being. So it's not, when I say you have to live them out, it's not you have to be perfect. What I mean is you have to live with the words that you have read, that feeling of being in connection with God. You have to live with that in your heart and in your soul. And it's not easy. But the older I get, the more I realize that actually my relationship with God isn't just something that happens today or tomorrow. It's something that has been happening for the whole of my life. And as I look back over the last 51 years, 55 of those probably consciously a Christian and wanting to follow Jesus, I can see all the tiny little seeds that have been planted along the way. I can see where God has been. And that doesn't make it easy, that when you come to some enormous event in your life that changes it, doesn't make it easy and suddenly it's all fine. But it does mean you can hang on to the roots of your faith. You can hang on to God's promise that he will be there, like my father catching me out of the tree. More will be given to you if you hold on and you trust. For those who have, more will be given. From those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. Because if you have nothing and you take away from that, you will still have nothing. So it is our job as people of faith to be that light and to hang it on the lampstand instead of putting it in the bushel basket. But before we could do that, we need to look after our own faith, build our own trust in the God who promises to hear us in the God who created us and redeemed us, in the God who sustains us. Amen.